Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. So welcome to episode 104. So this month is Stress Awareness Month. I'm not sure how official that is, considering I would think that every month would fall under that category or should, but I found this out the other day and I thought about it a bit, quite a lot, actually. You know, I thought about the stress in my life. I thought about the stress in the life of my friends, my colleagues, my parents, my brother. You know, and at a glance, I think we all have stress, and it could be quite variable. It can come and go. It can be the result of just having a bad day, stress because of relationship issues, money, finances, your body, health, whatever. Or, and this is what I want to talk about today, stress is a result of your job, your 9-to-5, you know, the thing that you do to pay your bills so you can do fun things. You know, work stress, I think, is pretty universal. You know, I don't know a single person who doesn't get stressed out because of work at some point or frequently. You know, it doesn't matter if you're waiting tables or in school or working at an ad agency, selling insurance, or you're some you know, big shot lawyer or an investment banker, like you're going to get stressed out. You know, your coworkers, expectations, pressure, work, you know, it's going to get to you. It will. But I don't think it has to, honestly. I don't think you have to bring it home with you anymore. I don't think you have to carry work stress with you. I don't think it has to drain you of your energy, of your enthusiasm for life, you know. And I've been in the workforce since 2011, not too long, but at the same time, it's feels like dog years. It's been forever. I went to University of Notre Dame. I moved to Chicago and I started working. I've worked at law firms, ad agencies, technology companies. I've worked as an analyst doing nerd stuff, as a paper pusher doing, you know, checking for signatures, as a manager in sales overseeing a large team. You know, I've also started and run my own companies. I've failed a bunch. I've won a bunch. I've seen a lot of, and I've experienced a lot of stress. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you probably know this about me, is that I've come to a point in my life where it doesn't really bother me anymore. You know, I don't let it get to me. I don't let it rob me of my energy. And people ask me a lot about how I manage the stress, how I kind of seem so positive, like almost aloof to it all. You know, how I'm able to joke and laugh and smile even when, you know, everything is on fire and I'm getting yelled at and the sky is falling and I haven't closed the deal in a month and I spilled coffee all over myself and the line of Chipotle is out the door and I have a full inbox, you know, and all that. And it's not because I've given up. It's not because I don't care or I've become indifferent or apathetic or anything like that. Far from it, far, far from it, in that I care a lot. You know, I really do. I want to win. I want to elevate myself. I want to hit my goals and be successful. I want that more than anything, really. But at the same time, I've come to realize something super important within that context. I've come to understand how to keep Case Kenny, the dude bro guy, separate from Case Kenny, the 9-to-5 guy, how to maintain my dude bro guy identity even when at work. You know, I've learned how to keep and protect my energy. I've learned how to be super protective of that energy, and I don't give it away to work stress anymore. And the result is that I'm happy, you know, a lot happier. You know, more often than not, I simply don't let the stress get to me like it used to. So that's what I want to talk about right now. I want to keep it super simple, as I always try to, and to just help you be happier. You know, I want you to work your job. It could be one that you love. It could be one that you don't, but is necessary right now. And either way, I want you to be happy and to not let the BS from work throw you. You know, no matter how many weekends you're asked to work and how many times you get reamed out for not having that freaking cover sheet on your TPS report or question about why you weren't at your desk at lunch or whatever drama's going on at work, I want to help you be happier. And I think I've got a couple helpful pieces of insights for you. As always, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. And also, as always, thank you just so much for continuing to share the podcast. It really does make my day, and I'm super appreciative of it. And if you could share this podcast, which just call it one other person, I would be extremely grateful. If you're not subscribed and you are listening, hit the subscribe button. Again, I do these episodes twice a week. I have a lot more planned. I'd love for you to be on the journey with me. Again, the podcast is everywhere. So iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Google Podcasts, pretty much everywhere. So thank you so much for subscribing and liking and sharing. I'd also like to add here that right now I'm at an event, a live event in LA. I'm actually recording this live. You might hear some background noise. Hopefully it's not too distracting for you, but I'm recording this at an event in LA put on by Microsoft. They were kind enough to invite me to attend this event that they're putting on, where they're showcasing how their products and tech can help make our lives easier and more stress-free. So I'm hanging out with everyone here. I'm really impressed, really nice people. It's a great event, you know, and less stress, more approachable tech. That's something I certainly can get behind. It's something I certainly respect. So I'm really excited to be here. And I wanted to do, you know, I waited to do this episode on work stress. It's something I haven't actually done before, even in 100 and some episodes, because I think it actually does go hand in hand with technology, that technology can help you de-stress your life in a lot of different ways. I mean, right now, if you're listening, you're probably on your phone listening to this episode. So I hope that helps you. So there you go. But, you know, I might mention Microsoft a couple of times here. They're not an advertiser. This isn't a sponsorship. They didn't pay for this. I'm just very grateful to be invited by them to this event. They gave me a brand new Surface Book 2, which is amazing. I love it. I'm using it right now. And I'll come back to why I'm so gung-ho about technology to distress in a little bit. Gung-ho about it, even though I think common advice says that you need to throw out your phone, no Netflix. You need to disconnect to de-stress. But I've got some other ideas on this, and so does Microsoft. So it made a lot of sense that we'd kind of become best homies. So more on that in a bit. But getting into it, real quick on me, it's all about me after all. You know, I mentioned this in a couple other episodes, but just the level set. You know, I still work a 9-to-5 in Chicago. I've been at this company for almost 6 years. Even while I have started and grown my own companies, pursued my consulting practice, and of course this podcast, all of which are companies that make me money, but I still, you know, I still do them on the side, hashtag side hustle. The company I work for, though, is very supportive of those efforts. And despite the temptation to kind of go and do these things full time and the question I get every day, Case, why don't you leave your 9-to-5? I still continue to stay. And that's for a variety of different reasons. Maybe I'll do an episode on that, but I still work the 9-to-5. It's a sales job. I manage a sales team. We sell advertising technology. And it's within that context that I'm drawing a lot of inspiration and experience from for this episode. You know, I've found that despite all of the BS that comes from the job, the pressure of being in sales, of working at a company that has grown tremendously, that is super smart and moving really fast, that it's really great. But again, there's a lot of stress there. And I see that same stress with my friends, with clients, with colleagues. I see it everywhere. And I think about my own life, and I think about how it used to really, really bother me to the point where I would consider all the time just getting a new job in an effort to try to just hit the reset button on stress. But I never did, because instead, I just came to deal with it in a healthy way. I came to understand and find a balance that has allowed me to not carry work-related issues around with me. You know, for me, what happens at work stays there, and I'm still a go lucky dude bro guy, right? You know, I found the right balance. And I think you could do the same. I think you can do the same by understanding the power of who you give your energy to. Who you give your energy to. That's what this balance is all about. You know, I think you could find a mindset balance between your job and your life. And I'm not talking about work-life balance and the hoopla around that. That's kind of boring to me. You know, I'm literally talking about your energy. You know, your energy, dude, your vibe. You know, and over the years, I've learned a lot about the idea that you can control the energy in your life. And I think that's everything when it comes to being happy and fulfilled while working your job, while balancing responsibilities and having fun and just enjoying life. And for this episode, when I sat down to write an outline, I considered making a list of ways that I combat work stress, right? And a list of practices that I do to not let it get to me. But I stopped myself because I want to make this as simple as humanly possible. And I want to talk about one mindset that I think will help you most. I realized that the real key to controlling my energy in the workplace, my valuable, happy, powerful, sometimes weird energy, is one thing. It's a mindset that helps me maintain that energy and not give it to people who don't deserve it, to not give it to situations who don't deserve it. You know, it's the mindset that says who you are is not what you do, and what you do is not who you are. That work is not your whole identity. It's the idea that you don't and shouldn't link your personal fulfillment and identity to your work. And I just did an entire relationship episode on not giving your energy and compassion to people who don't deserve it, people who aren't right for you. And I take that same approach with work. I don't give my Case Kenny energy to stress that doesn't deserve it. I can compartmentalize that. And I really think that you can do the same. You know, I want you to be able to work that job because you enjoy the subject matter, you find the experience rewarding, and it helps you find your path in life. But beyond that, I don't want you to embroil your energy in the BS that's inevitably going to come. That you shouldn't let, you know, Evan backstabbing you drain you of your energy. That you shouldn't let it bother you when your manager steals your idea. That you shouldn't let it bother you when you don't get that promotion. You know, yes, of course, use those observations and experiences to make decisions that are best for you, or use them to pivot to a new job or career that allows you to progress. But don't give your energy away to those people and contexts. And I know that certainly isn't an easy thing. And you might be saying, well, that's easier said than done, Case. You know, how could I not react poorly to getting screwed over or something like that? We can't all be robots like you, Case. And I would say, for one, I'm not a robot. You know, far from it. I'm a very emotional dude, you know, and sometimes I need to take my own advice. But, you know, I really do care about my career. Like I said, you know, I want to win, man. You know, I want to close deals. I want to be recognized. I want to snap necks and cash checks. There's no doubt about it. But more often than not, seriously, I literally don't let that bother me anymore. I don't give my energy over to that stress. I've learned to really not do that. And I don't because I don't connect my identity with work. I am dude bro guy Case Kenny. That's who I am. And I'm very protective of that. You know, that's why I've always hated the question, what do you do? You know, what do you do? What do you mean, what do I do? What do I do? You know, I live, I love, I travel, I experience, I ask questions, I write, I speak, I explore. You know, what do I do? I'm not a salesperson. That's not who I am. I'm not an entrepreneur. That's not who I am. Those are things. Those are things that I do. Those are areas where I apply my creativity, my skills, my passion. They don't define me or my values. You know, my values, my love, my compassion, my kindness, my perspective, that is what defines me. And that's where I let my energy flourish and live. I keep it there. And I'm very protective of it there. I am not Case Kenny, senior sales director in Chicago, or Case Kenny, owner of Pursuit and entrepreneur. Nah, you know, I'm Case Kenny. I'm a dude who puts applesauce on pizza, a dude who likes to say howdy in meetings, a dude who loves to read and write and share my perspective, a dude who likes to watch YouTube videos and just get lost in them and end up watching a random video on how to solve a Rubik's Cube with one hand. I'm a dude who thinks it's funny to call sour cream white chocolate at Chipotle. I'm a dude who likes to hit the club and do the dice thing too much. You know, that's who I am. I'm not my job. And because of that, I think because of that strong sense of identity, I never feel guilty for not giving my energy away to work stress. I never feel guilty for keeping them separate. I never feel guilty for needing me time. You know, I use my energy to protect those aspects of myself because those are the things that make me me. And I love those parts of myself, right? I think it's healthy to be a little bit full of yourself and to protect that. You know, I don't see my lack of stressing out at work as an indication that I'm not responsible, or I'm not passionate enough, or I'm not driven enough to succeed. You know, I love what I do. I do. I love the 9-to-5. You know, I love the rush of sales, the client relationships, the up and down, the technology, the industry. I love running Pursuit and being a blogger and publisher and entrepreneur. And of course, being a podcaster. What better life is there than to be a podcaster? I love it. I love everything about it. But when it's raining down stress on me, when I'm not closing deals, when I'm losing deals, when I'm dealing with shitty coworkers or a bad partner or a brand, I really do take a step back and ask myself, you know, why should I give my energy to this? Why should I give Case Kenny energy to it? You know, sure, give it attention. Don't ignore it. Stand up for yourself. Problem solve. Get shit done. But don't give away energy that defines you, your true energy. You know, that's what makes you you. And I've become extremely protective of it, like insanely protective of it. I'm not giving it away. You know, it's mine. I'm keeping it. Get away. You know, I can't control everything on my job. I could get laid off. I might lose a deal. My coworker might talk shit about me behind my back. Pursuit could crumble. Y'all could stop listening to the podcast. Please don't. But, you know, I can't control that really. but I can still control what I do with my energy. The energy that I've worked so hard to create and build, I can always control that. And so, you know, I'm hanging on to it as much as I can, as often as I can. That's the balance I've found and that I've created in my life. And at the end of the day, life is about balance. It's about figuring out how to balance going fast and slow, sharpening and dulling, caring and not caring. It's about directing where your energy goes. You know, there will always be something to stress over. Let's be real. Money, relationships, friendships, family, health, the future, and of course, work. You know, there's always going to be something stressful about your job, unless you don't work or you won the lottery or something like that. But if you can create an identity that you own, that has its own energy, and then that you allow work to complement, not the other way around, that's how you, I think, become consistently happy. I really believe that. You know, does that make sense? I think this is super important and really quite foundational to how to live a life of balance. It's essential to not feeling a sense of guilt when, you know, where you don't let work get to you, where you take time off, where you take me time, where you just maintain absolute control of your energy. And that's the other half of this equation, that once you have that kind of selfish sense of I'm not giving away this energy, that you should then go out and live it, that you should direct that energy to things and people and activities that build you up. That's what balance is about, especially when it comes to your life and your 9-to-5. Because I think the purpose of your 9-to-5 is to complement who you are right now and to give you the perspective and experience to then discover the world and help you become who you want to be as a person, as a human, you know, and as a kind and loving and enthusiastic human. I think you should just be hungry for more. You know, honestly, the best thing for me when I do feel the pressure of work and the BS from it start to creep in, it's not to disconnect like a lot of self-help advice says. It's not to turn my phone off, turn off Netflix or anything like that to try to kind of escape things. Nah, it's to go all in on it, actually. It's to fill my head and heart with more perspective, more human perspective from other people just doing cool shit, more energy to invigorate me. You know, seeing and reading and watching and listening to other people share their stories reminds you that as a human, you have energy. You have a right to it, you know, and you can choose where to point it, where to invest it, and where to, if you decide to be, vulnerable enough to give it away. And that's why, honestly, it sounds simple, but that's why I love, like, binge watching random YouTube videos, just letting YouTube lead me on a journey, random, fun, serious, from documentaries to people live streaming video games to eating pasta and everything in between. That's why I love spending time on Reddit. You know, it's a site filled with just raw and real humans sharing their perspective, their senses of humor, what they like, what they don't like, their stories. It's why I like spending time on Instagram. It's why I'll binge watch a series on Netflix, you know, just staying plugged into that. I don't subscribe to the notion that you need to disconnect to distress, because, you know, I think that this is super helpful in regards to dealing with work stress, you know, and that's why I mentioned Microsoft and technology a little bit ago. That's why I'm at this event, that when you're feeling stressed from work, when you're starting to give your energy away when you shouldn't, I say that you need a dose of inspiration, a dose that reminds you that life is about loving yourself, loving your energy, and loving your direction in life. And work can detract from that, certainly, but it shouldn't define that. You know, so protect your energy, like I'm saying, but when you do feel like you're giving it away, find some inspiration to help you refuel. Listen to a podcast, watch random videos, watch a documentary, blog what you're feeling, watch a series on Netflix. Connect to yourself by connecting to the energy of others. And I think technology can help a lot here. It works really well for me, honestly. That's why I'm recording this episode right now, live with Microsoft in LA. It's why I'm recording this on the Surface Book 2 that they were kind enough to give me. It's why tonight, back at my hotel, I'll take this bad boy back out and I'll watch some YouTube videos. I also need to catch up on Game of Thrones so I can stop trying to avoid spoilers online. You know, it's why I'll take this out tomorrow and I'll write on it. And then I'll turn it into a tablet and I'll doodle some things for something really cool that I'm working on. You know, I use my head, my heart, and also technology to keep my energy safe. And I think that if you approach it in a similar way, you'll find yourself much more consistently happy. You know, and I really do appreciate doing this event, spreading my perspective on energy, on stress, and how to manage it within the context of your job. I really do appreciate Microsoft and their mission to do the same. So that's it. I'll end it right there. You know, remember that, you know, who you are is certainly not what you do, and what you do is certainly not who you are. You know, those are things, and your job, they compliment you, and they compliment the energy that you've created for yourself. That's your energy. It reflects your personality, your sense of humor, your kindness, your compassion, you know, all the things you love about yourself. So don't give it away unnecessarily. Hang on to it, be protective of it. And most of all, let that positive energy define you, not your job. So I hope you found this valuable. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it helps you de-stress a little bit. If you did, please share it. Your shares give me energy. I couldn't be more grateful for them. So seriously, thank you so much. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I love chatting with you all. I love responding to your DMs. So keep them coming. So until next episode, I'm out.